Hi, and welcome to another Magic Audio Boo. This is Aaron Jones coming to you from Shikoku in Japan, and today I wanted to talk about organizing stage props for your stand-up show, stand-up props for a stand-up show. I have talked about this before, but it's something that I always battle, and I have mentioned before, but I'm continuing to work on it and continuing to battle on it, and I'll give you an update of what I'm doing, and I would like to hear how you deal with organizing your props for your stand-up show. I have adopted many methods over the years. For example, a Jeff Hobson method where he Velcros everything inside his table. My table is similar to that. It has a material inside. It's a table that I had built years ago, ordered. It's a David Charvet table. Inside it's got a foamy thing, kind of material, and I can Velcro. I've done that. I've done other methods for removing when I'm finished with the prop or the item, a little drop bag in the back like that you have seen on the video series that was put out by Dan Harlan. He has a little bag that he drops everything into. I've done that as well, but I want to be able to put my show back pretty much in the same order that it's done, so that minimum setup time, because sometimes I don't have time to organize things at the venue. I have to move on to the next venue, or I don't have much of a space. I've used the bag method, but then the bag doesn't fit back in the table because it's too fat because things aren't organized. So again, today, and I'm spending a lot of time reworking things so that it doesn't disrupt my show flow, but that everything is nice and neat, and I can quickly get in, out of props, change props during the show without too much of a mess and without having too much of the props on me so that I don't look too bulky. I don't have a lot of bulky props, but it's always the thing about setting up, carrying, not losing pieces, making sure everything is there at the show. And so that's what I'm working on today, about prop management, something you should always think about. And I would like to hear what kind of strategies do you employ on organizing your props and the movement so that you don't cause a lot of problems and awkwardness during your show, because I don't like awkwardness during my show, and I don't like to look at awkwardness during other people's show, and it's a thing that I always battle. Every time I watch a video of myself, I want to fix something. And so tell me, how do you organize the props? Do you use more than one table? Do you use no table? How do you organize things so you don't look strange and cross arms over and move, turn your back to the audience? It's all this staging thing, but props can be that extra thorn where you put them and to make the flow easier. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling, and please let me know what you think and what you do. You can contact me at my email at aaron@aaronjones.com, on Twitter at aaronjonesmagic, on Facebook as well as at aaronjonesmagic, and that's Aaron with two A's, AaronJones.com. So, I look forward to hearing about you, and that's enough for this magic audio boot. Take care and have a great one.